Lord, we heart dwellers have offered you all of our hearts. Many have offered their very lives and bodies as well. It is for these especially we pray this morning, for the spiritual attacks are growing more and more severe and serious. Thank you for teaching us more and more about your ways of protecting us. May these teachings come to the ones who most need them. Many of the heart dweller prayer warriors, priests, and even the heart dwellers at large have been experiencing ramped up spiritual attacks in the past few weeks. One of our prayer warriors has been pressing in with warfare especially for several years now, and the Lord has been showing her some very important things lately, and we would like to pass them on to you. She began, "The Lord has been showing and teaching me about cursed weapons the enemy is now using against us. They no longer seem to be sent from covens and witches alone, but directly from the pit of hell itself. It is reasonable to think that this is why some of us become so ill, so rapidly, and for so long, and why so much more is being required in order to remove the weapons and heal the injuries completely. The injuries from these weapons are nothing like anything we have encountered before, and it appears that they must be handled in a very particular way. I am finding that praying the Rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, praying in tongues for a short while, is simply not always effectively doing all that is required for complete removal of the weapons that are now being sent against us, and for healing. Yes, these prayers are powerful and effective tools. That is indeed the case. And for some attacks, they are what the Lord is asking for. But it has become apparent that the higher up the mountain of holiness we are climbing with the Lord, the stronger the weapons the demons have devised and are using against us have become. And these prayers do not seem to be enough. Over the past 2 weeks in particular, I have prayed over countless others who have been using these prayers, and yet they are still filled with weapons, curses, and holes in the spiritual body, leaking life force energy. Not one of them was actually healed, much less free of weapons. However, after prayer in the manner Holy Spirit is now presenting to us, they were free of weapons and on the way to full healing and felt so much better. Holy Spirit has been showing me that obedience is vital. Asking for direction from Him is being stressed. Not having the attitude of, "Well, I prayed, so that's that," is being stressed. Instead, we are being urged to press in with Holy Spirit until He decides that He has accomplished all that must be done, and that He has indicated to us that He is now finished and all is done. This requires patience, perseverance, and listening carefully to Him. In the beginning, I needed the help of others and wasn't allowed to pray over myself, but was directed to ask for help. I did need to ask Him first and find out if I required that help from another. This is why it's becoming important to ask Holy Spirit to find you a prayer partner. The Lord sent His own disciples out two by two for good reason, to help each other and complement each other. What one didn't have, the other did, and together they made a powerful team. So these instructions will be best carried out with you and a partner, learning together. If you are alone at this point, please ask Holy Spirit to help you, and do not be afraid. He will always still aid you. He knows your situation and will never leave you helpless. But it seems the more we obey, the more we learn, the more we try, the more the Lord is gracious to help us even more. There are many times in the last few weeks when my only warning that a weapon with a curse or spirit attached to it hit me was the fact that I felt a bit short of breath. And I would ask Holy Spirit, "Did I just get hit in the lungs with a spear?" There were times I would hear Him say to me, "Yes, beloved." And I would test to confirm that it was indeed Him. Or He would just start praying in tongues through me. If you cannot yet hear His voice or speak in tongues, You need to pull out your Bible Promises book and ask in this way, using the book for confirmation and direction. Make sure that you have bound the book from every demon before you ask anything. I now use the power of the sword of the Spirit to bind and silence all demons, the power of the sword of truth to reveal lies and liars and show me the truth. And the book itself is encircled with a sword of truth, lit with the holy fire of God. It is then encased with the blood of Jesus. I also call on the swords to open my mind, eyes, and ears to the truth. On this subject of tongues, I will say that Holy Spirit has been strongly speaking that it is vital that you ask for and learn to speak in tongues so He may clearly and effectively guide you. If you cannot do this, it is vital that you press in, ask, and continue on asking until He has opened your tongues. Everyone has this opportunity. At Pentecost, everyone received the gift of tongues on that day. From there, the other and greater gifts are given as we advance in holiness. This is our way to communicate with Holy Spirit and for Him to communicate with the realm of heaven through us. The demons cannot understand what He is saying. Therefore, they cannot defend themselves against His words. And He knows exactly what prayers are needed to do what must be done for us. He will give us this gift, but we need to persevere in asking until He has done so for and with us. Speaking again of the weapons themselves, I have found that not only do these weapons injure the spiritual body, but that the relationship between the spiritual and physical body is so intimate, the physical body is injured as well. This is why the assault is primarily on the spiritual body, but produces pain and sickness, malaise and exhaustion in the physical body as well. You have just been severely damaged, and your spiritual body is wounded and leaking energy or life force. If we ask Holy Spirit to just remove the spear and leave it at that, we have left ourselves with an open, gaping wound in the spiritual body, which continues to leak. We have remaining unhealed wounds in both the spiritual and physical bodies, curses and demons which have not been fully removed, and doors which have not been closed. So, if you feel a sudden pain, a sudden overwhelming feeling of exhaustion or confusion, malaise of any kind, the first thing you must do is stop. Ask Holy Spirit, "What just happened? Did I just receive a weapon in my chest, foot, stomach, or so forth?" Wait for His answer however you hear Him. Check with the Bible Promises book if you do not hear His voice, and then ask Him what He wants to do about it. Ask Him to please remove the weapons, bind up the wounds, and begin healing for you, praying in tongues as He leads you, until you sense that He is finished. Ask Him, "Is there anything else?" and see if He continues to lead you in prayer. This process, especially in the beginning, may take much time. 5 minutes or less will not likely be enough. He is teaching us perseverance, patience, and trust in this. One thing I have learned is that as we get more experienced, the time of prayer and healing gets faster. I did ask the Lord some time ago if we could just say, "Be healed," and all would be finished, as it was during the days Jesus walked the earth. I didn't receive a positive response. In fact, I don't believe I received any response to my question. I am finding that He is dividing the prayers into periods of several parts. One period of prayer that lasts a few minutes may remove all the weapons. A second period may be for binding up of the wounds and the application of water of Lourdes or some other healing substance. There is often a third period of prayer to remove curses, demons, doors, etc. The key is to wait until He completely stops praying. Don't assume He is finished. Continue to pray if He does. He will let you know inwardly. And do not leave prayer until He indicates that all has been done what He wants done. He may show you what to do in the Spirit. He may not. This requires faith and trust in Him, not what we want, feel, or think. He is kind and faithful, and He will lead us, step by step, further and further along in this learning process. But about 2 days after I questioned the duration of prayer needed to heal, I received information in my mind which basically said, you cannot run before you walk. You cannot ask for shortcuts if you don't even understand the basic of what is occurring. We do not give someone a calculator who has not yet learned how to add. Why? Because then they will never learn to add. The Lord reminded me that I needed to understand what was happening before I could begin considering shortcuts. I needed to be able to explain what I was being shown. We are all called to try. So, you must learn and understand this process as well, for you may be called to pass this information on to the next group that needs to learn. If, as you advance in learning, the Lord leads you in prayer over others, please know that I always ask for protection in the very beginning, for anyone and everyone in the world who could possibly be attacked by the enemy, as retribution for any healing prayers we perform. This includes me, the ones being prayed for, all heart dwellers, especially Claire, Ezekiel, and Carol, all priests, the prayer teams, and all those on the refuge mountain. I believe that I am one of the examples of choosing the foolish to confound the wise, and choosing the weak to confound the strong. If he can teach me, he can teach anyone. He has already instructed on the use of the armor and weaponry he has provided to us in earlier messages. We need faith and perseverance here, and we need to try. If we take one step forward, it seems like he takes 10 or more with us. So, to recap the steps, you feel a sudden pain somewhere in your body, a sudden feeling of malaise or exhaustion wash over you. You ask Holy Spirit, did I just get hit with something? And you wait for his answer, either listening for him or checking with your Bible Promises book. In the beginning, when he confirmed that I had been struck, I was usually too ill to pray for myself, and was often directed to ask my partner for prayer. Do not become discouraged or fearful if neither of you normally see or hear Holy Spirit to help each other. I was once told by a prayer partner, Holy Spirit doesn't work with me that way. Yet during prayer, this person was faithful, and Holy Spirit responded, and he did indeed do what was needed. In addition, if I was called to pray over another, I would receive the information necessary to have Holy Spirit pray through me and do all that was needed for that individual, even though I was still unable to pray for myself. Next, once you have advanced to the ability to pray over yourself and you have been struck, you take these steps. Holy Spirit has confirmed it. You settle in to listen to his directions, form whatever swords or weapons he shows you to form, and begin praying in tongues, listening carefully for his timing. Whether he shows you what is happening or not, you press in until you sense that he has completely finished. Now don't forget to thank him. And if you hear the names of saints coming up in your prayer, be sure to thank them as well. They have all been there with you, ministering to you. As you work with Holy Spirit, he may choose to open your eyes to see some of the things he is doing, and that these others from the cloud are present. My understanding is that Mother Mary is always present there with me, binding the wounds, tenderly wiping my brow, truly acting like my Heavenly Mother. It has so increased my love and closeness with her. I understand now that she truly is my mother. This is our heavenly family, and they treat us with all the care and love a member of the family should be treated. We are being allowed these attacks to test our mettle, strengthen us, teach us, provide offerings for the Father and the kingdom, and to pass on to those who will not be coming home with us at the rapture. For surely at this point, these teachings will be needed. Rejoice that he has chosen you to partner with him if you find yourself under such attacks. And after you've done all, you should be feeling better by this time. May the Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers.